So today's legal verdict is a disappointment, but we're still very much committed to ensuring accountability in the fossil fuel industry, and we really urge the Milan Prosecutor's Office to consider all options for an appeal. We'll still have to wait on the details of how judges reached this ruling, but obviously this verdict shows how difficult it is to hold the fossil fuel industry to account.
You said that you hope that this ruling does not result to going back to business as usual. What is business as usual?
Well, I think the fossil fuel industry at large has a track record of toxic practices, environmental issues, anti-corruption issues. The OECD says that the extractive sector is the most corrupt sector on the planet. And we know that there are many other cases facing both these companies and others. Shell and Eni on criminal trial over this deal in Nigeria. Shell has said they expect to face criminal charges in the Netherlands. Eni and several of their executives are under investigation for obstruction of justice related to the OPL 25 case in Italy. They've denied wrongdoing in all these cases, but there's a long history of scandal around the fossil fuel industry, and regardless of today's result, it's vital that the industry can be held to account for their practices and that the public and especially politicians reconsider their role in public debate.
So to Global Witness, this case has to do with corruption. The question is, Eni and Shell are internationally recognized energy companies, and they may argue that they have the right to make purchases whenever and wherever they want to.
Sure. I mean, prosecutors alleged in this case that over $500 billion from Shell and Eni's payment for this deal went as bribes. Now, we don't know how judges have reached their decision and will have to wait for their ruling. It's prosecutors who brought this case, and Shell and Eni will continue having to explain their actions in this deal before other courts around the world. Two middlemen have already been found guilty for their role in this deal in a separate trial, and so we'll have to see how this court has reached such a different ruling to previous Italian judges on this case.
So do you hope that there will be an appeal, and how soon can this happen?
Certainly, we'd urge the prosecutor to explore all options for an appeal. We have to wait quite a while to see the judge's ruling and their reasoning in this case. In Italy, it's 90 days before the written ruling has to be revealed. And so we'll look forward to analysing that when we see it, and certainly will encourage the Italian authorities to pursue that. I also note that the Federal Republic of Nigeria has announced today that they will continue trying to hold Shell and Eni accountable for their role in this deal.
Barnaby, thank you very much for taking time to speak with us on Daybreak Africa.
Thank you, James.